Are we ready?
Yeah, can I just get another quick test just to make sure?
Hey, this is AJ.
Yeah.
Coming at you live from 2000 Trees.
Grape Doctor presents.
Number seven.
Featuring such bands as 30 Seconds to Mars.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedy-ad-free. That's amazon.com/comedy-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You're listening to Sapnin Podcast.
Sapnin! You're listening to episode 44 of Sapnin Podcast with Sean Smith and my good friend Morgan Richards.
It's me, it's episode 44, and I'm very pleased about this week's guests.
Yes, me too. We interviewed them back at 2000 Trees Festival this summer. It was one of the most fun chats we had that weekend. And we had a great time. Our guests this week are the beautiful Dangerous Summer.
Yes, the Dangerous Summer on Sapnin Podcast. But not only is it the three founding members in AJ, Matt and Ben.
Yes.
But also their session and touring musician, Mr. Alfie of We Are The Ocean fame.
Yes, one name.
Is also
got one name.
In the conversation.
Yes. Yeah, it was lovely to see Alfie. Hopefully be a future guest as well when we have him on, maybe to talk about We Are The Ocean and stuff.
Yeah, he's definitely someone we want to have his own episode in the future. But yeah, he joined in on the conversation, so we've got really the whole touring package of The Dangerous Summer on this week's episode.
Yes. And before we start, they may or may not have been intoxicated. Nothing to do with Mia Morgan... didn't partake in any drinking or substances, but we had a fantastic time and a great chat. And before we got chatting, before we went live, me and the boys in Dangerous Summer were talking about Bob Lazar, who's an astrophysicist who apparently worked at Area 51 and has worked on alien ships, UFOs. So they started talking about that. So I started saying, obviously, in the Joe Rogan podcast, and then we just got lost and we bonded over that. And it had the beginnings of a great interview. I think it blossomed from
there.
It
did. And in my sneaky journalist ways, I obviously pressed record during all of this. So you're going to hear this mad start of aliens, basically.
Yeah, this is how we... Yeah, yeah. We always try and get some sort of, break the ice before we do a podcast. We don't go in cold. We don't just, sit there. Right. Ready? Something! Hey! We're pretending to be nice. Interview's over. Fuck you. That doesn't happen. We try and hang out as much as we can with everyone. But
Despite the rumours, that's not how it happens.
Yeah, it's just Morgan who's that arrogant and does all that stuff. I can't believe you slapped Adam from Taking Back Sunday when the interview was over.
I know. I think the rush just got to my head, to be honest.
Wow, yeah. Blood red mad. Wow.
Well, anyway, he thinks he's got better hair than me. I mean, he has, but I don't want him thinking that.
If he has, he's in for nothing.
Oh. Anyway, sorry, Adam.
Yeah, let's move on.
The Dangerous Summer. No, but I'm very happy that we've got him on the podcast. I actually adore this band.
Yes.
And some of the records they put out over the last couple of years have been ones that I've literally not stopped listening to. So I do want to talk a little bit about them before we go into it. Because they're one of those key members of that old school emo alternative scene in America. Yep. And maybe don't get the praise...
Credit
they deserve to some of those other bands.
I know what you're saying. Well, it's like, if you listen back to last week's episode featuring Sam from Mallory Knox, some bands just don't get appreciated as much as they should have been.
Yeah.
And I feel that has been the way for Dangerous Summer. And hopefully, from now on, it will not be the way and everything will be bigger and better from. We had a great chat. Like, I can't stress enough how fun this was.
Yeah, well, we actually get into a lot of things really behind the scenes about the band. We have a great laugh and really talk about their struggles from the previous incarnation, because obviously they went through a whole breakup and hiatus and got back together. It's such a really unique story. I won't go too much into it because obviously they talk all about this. But one thing I do want to mention is that after they returned in 2017, I feel the last two records, the self-titled and Mother Nature, is just seeing them really a new incarnation of the band, a new attitude, great songs, and to take you on a whole journey as a whole. So after this, go and listen to them.
Yeah, definitely check them out. Absolutely lovely, lovely humans that write fantastic music. And one of them literally had a voice. When he started speaking,
he does.
I thought he was putting it on. He has such a brilliant voice. I thought he was making it up.
Ben has an outstanding voice.
Yeah, Ben should be
a voiceover artist.
He should be the voiceover for Michelangelo if they make a Turtles movie.
He should. That's the perfect role for him.
I know. That's why I said it. It's perfect. I've been thinking about this hard since we've done that interview. Like, what could he do? And yeah. So if anybody's casting for Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, get in touch with Ben from Dangerous Summer. Greatest voice you've ever heard.
I reckon you could do a job in that film for something.
I don't even know if it's being made, so I don't even know why we...
I know, but if someone's...
Yeah, if you're the director of the next Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles thing, and you've somehow come across episode 44 of Sapling Podcast, and you're thinking, oh, they've talked about one guy with a cool voice. I wonder if this Welsh idea can do any voices. Yes, I can. And also, I'd like to be part of your film. So, thanks, Morg, for the confidence boost there. And thank you very much to the director, whoever you may be. I'm hoping it's James Gunn. Yep.
Fair enough. But before we move on, I just want to quickly mention that the Dangerous Summer have got some very exciting things for the rest of 2019, because they're going to be touring across Asia, Australia, the USA and Canada, playing special shows for the anniversary of Reach for the Sun. And don't worry, obviously we asked them about bringing it to the UK, so stay tuned and find out what they have to say about that. Ooh.
They said fuck off UK.
Oh, I know, but they don't know that. Anyway, let's move on.
If you've enjoyed any of the last 44, 45, 46 hours of content and nonsense from us, please think about supporting the podcast at patreon.com/sappening. That's patreon.com/sappening. There are a number of different tiers to choose from to support us, and every penny goes back into keeping us alive / making this next podcast.
Yes, and you can find some incredible, weird rewards, tiers, and exclusives back for your support. Obviously, you get to join what is a fun, loving, and growing family community we've somehow managed to put together. We got to see a couple of them again this past week, and it always brings a smile to our faces. That group is just full of support for us, each other, and really all
it's
sorts.
Beautiful. It's absolutely beautiful.
Yeah, you can find your
Never thought that would happen.
Yeah, you can find your new best friends, your new lovers, your new...
I found 138 new lovers on our Facebook.
Oh, because you
said too much. Shh. Anyway. If you'd like to suggest a guest or a topic or anything you'd like to hear on the podcast, think about tweeting us or Instagramming us at Sappening Pod. That's
nice.
That's the A with a squiggly line around it. SAPPENINPOD. That's at SAPPENINPOD.
Correct. Now festival season is over.
Yes.
Of course, because that took a lot of time up for us over the last couple of months. We want to hear your thoughts and feedback and what other things maybe you want to hear on the podcast. Maybe
perhaps you know of a band that's touring that we haven't checked out yet that you'd like us to get on.
Yeah.
Get in touch with them. Oh, tag them and tag us. I cannot stress this enough. Tag them and tag us, right? Don't just tag us and say, oh, you should get Corey Taylor from Slipknot on, right? tag Corey Taylor. Otherwise, you're just asking us for guests that we know that we want.
Yes, it helps very much because then it makes them more aware of us as well.
Yes, so please make them aware of us.
And if there's anything else different left side of the field that you'd like from us, like maybe more comedians, because we had Jim Brewer on the download special and he was great, then let us know.
Yes.
Give us suggestions.
Please do. @SappeningPod.
I'd love some more drag queens. Some more? We haven't had any. Some drag queens on.
Yeah?
RuPaul's coming to the UK doing this show, so...
I'd like some strippers.
Just strippers?
Yeah.
Porn stars? Martinis?
I like some porn stars and some money. Can we get some money on the show?
Yeah, good try.
I don't know where we're going with this. Let's get on with the episode, for God's sake. Are we ready?
Well, I was just very briefly, because we haven't mentioned this, and I've been listening to it a lot, and it's an absolute tune, is we should maybe mention that your longtime friend, Snoz, or Gareth Lawrence,
has a
new band with a song out.
Yes. Oh, I can't believe I missed out last week's. Gareth Kevin Lawrence, known to you and all of his family and everybody that lives within 10 miles as Snoz, like every male in his family. Snoz has a new song out with his band Valhalla Awaits. The song is called Dying Inside, and he sent me the other songs as well, and they're awesome. Riffs, metal, the singer's got a touch of Brandon Boyd to him now and again. Check it out. So Valhalla Awaits, VALHALLAAWAITS, Valhalla Awaits. I'm not spelling out again, because that took a lot of imagination in my head.
I'm glad you did spell it out, though, because
You look like you were about to have a fit when I started spelling that out then.
It's less so many letters. What's going on? But no, I've been listening to it a lot lately as well. And it's got, as you said, riffs. Really enjoying the vocalist as well.
Yes, really good. Yes, awesome. So yeah, check out Valhalla Awaits. The song's called Dying Inside. It's on YouTube. So have a bloody gander.
Yes.
Well done to Snoz and the boys. I can't wait to hear more. Well, I've heard more. It's awesome. I can't wait to see what they go on to do.
You can't wait for... people to hear more.
I can't wait for you losers to hear the songs that us winners have already heard. Yeah,
fair enough. And if you are local to Cardiff or the South Wales area, or you just fancy a trip, I believe they are playing.
Oh yeah, they're playing with Florence Black and in Club Bach.
So go in.
Do we know the date? We don't know. We don't know the date,
but you can check on their social media.
This isn't an advert from. It's just us being buddies because
we love Snoz. And
yeah, Google Valhalla Awaits, Dying Inside. Find out when they're playing Cardiff, and then go and bloody see them in it.
Yes,
we will. So see you there.
And also, if you'd like to contact us for any business inquiries about anything whatsoever, what's the best way to contact us, Sean?
Pigeon.
I'm sure we have an email.
Yeah, no, I've deleted it.
Why?
I'm trying to save a carbon footprint. I'm trying to get rid of my carbon footprint.
I feel like storing
emails takes up a lot of...
I don't know how that works, but...
It takes up a lot of processing stuff, which needs more electricity. So if I delete all my emails, I'm taking up... Yeah, then get in touch with us at sappeningpodcast@gmail.com. That's sappening, S-A-P-P-E-N. I've forgotten how to spell. SAPPENIN podcast@gmail.com.
I'm keeping all that in. Brilliant. Let's get on with the rest of the episode, shall we?
Yes. Let's go. Sappening!
Dangerous Summer.
Fucking off it, they are. Tidy.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Finger 11.
Have you just watched that, Joe?
You're telling me about it.
Oh, I'm into that now.
Yeah.
Are you talking about Bob Lazar over there?
Yeah.
I see.
He's been going on about Bob Lazar.
I want to watch.
Have you seen the Joe Rogan interview with him?
No.
Oh, I have not.
Oh, that's better than the film.
Really?
It's better than the film.
Oh, my God, dude.
Yeah, because I watched, I listened to the podcast first.
Joe's kind of always been on the fence.
Yeah, he's not.
Is he real? Like, you believe him?
I think so, yeah.
So here's why I think he's legit, is because the whole time he's saying, quit trying to discredit me and listen to what I have to say.
Yeah, well, on the Joe Rogan thing, he brings up, he's like, people have been trying to discredit you for years.
Right.
But things that you said 20 years ago are now true. And
he talks about the fucking hand scanners and everything. Absolutely.
The size of your bones and all that stuff.
Right.
Like,
really?
Yeah, he talks about stuff. The technology's come out since. And he was like, I told you about that, you shits. And then if you believed us.
Yeah. Really? I would say, easily out of every Area 51 whistleblower, he is the one. Like, that is, I believe him.
Well, when he's talking about on the Rogan thing, he's talking about he's to blame for the, you know, like around Area 51, you've got like a big circle now where you can't get.
Right.
That was because of him.
Well, it's like a 100-mile radius or something, and even if you pull up to the fence, you see those dickheads at the top of the
just
mountain.
Just looking down.
They pull up in a truck, you know, and they're fucking watching, you know, and it's like, we can fucking shoot your ass if you go across this line or whatever it is.
Bob reckons that's there now because he took some friends up there before they had like the big secure areas.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
So he took his friends up to see a test flight of a UFO, and they all saw it or whatever. But
they saw it. And do they talk?
No, he can't get any of them to talk.
Wow.
He can't get the guy he used to work with in the places to talk either.
And dude, the other thing that I think is really fascinating about that is like, he's like, I didn't see fucking aliens, okay? But like, this thing and how it works with this antimatter like propulsion system. He's like, where else would that have come from? You talked about element 115, like that's not on our periodic table. Where the fuck did it come from? Like, I believe him.
Yeah,
100%.
But it's cool because I watched it expecting him to crack and like be caught out, and he's
I need to get in it. He's been talking for months, and I'm just like, I'm not a big conspiracy theory person, so it's like it's hard to get into.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah,
but it's weird because I believe in humanity. I believe there's always a whistleblower, but I guess he is the whistleblower.
Yeah, 100%,
so he's the one talking about what's really going on.
But they just rubbished his life for years, and like they tried to delete like all his past work.
Yeah, like where he went to school and everything.
And
wow.
What a fighter. Do you know what I mean? Like,
living for the truth. Like, fighting for the truth. That's amazing.
Shout out to Bob Lazar.
Work. Oh, we were just on a chat.
So
about
good. So
why don't you change the podcast? It's this now.
Welcome to Something Out There podcast.
I love that.
That was brilliant. Have you been recording this whole time?
I have.
Oh cool.
We've got an intro, so it's fine.
Cool. We'll just start it properly then.
Yes.
Cool. Sapnin.
Yes.
Fuck yeah.
We're here with Four of Dangerous Summer.
Hell like, yeah.
Can you, just so we can get the voices and we know, can we all introduce ourselves?
So I'm AJ, I sing and play bass.
What's up, I'm Ben, I play drums.
I'm Matt, I play guitar.
And I'm Alfie, and I also play guitar.
Yeah.
And has a slightly different accent on the end, then, I think.
It is. Our boy Alfie from We Are the Ocean, he fills in with us, he hangs out with us, we're in the UK, and we love him to death. And now in a band called Witch King, which everyone should check out, so fucking sick.
Nice. Awesome.
The pleasure is all mine.
We sesh hard, man.
The sesh is real.
The sesh is real.
Nice. So, how's your day been so far?
Oh my god, the best. Just playing here, and like even last night, I mean the magic from last night spilled in today. Like we're at Silent Disco, like just hanging out with everybody.
Nice.
This is good people, good vibes. I mean, this is the best festival. Yeah. As Alfie told us, he was like, this is the best festival. I believe it, man. I'm in it, man.
Yeah, absolutely epic. We got lovely classic Windows 95 landscape popping off.
I know.
It's beautiful, man.
Yeah, we played at like 3 p.m. and the crowd was awesome. Good times. We had a good fucking day.
Nice.
Man.
Yeah.
Really great.
Yeah, because I was going to say, obviously, we're recording this at 2000 Trees, but during the set for the last song, you actually just got into the crowd and just got in with everyone and started singing to them.
Yeah, man, dude. I just like, I come from the punk rock. We all come from the punk rock shows. Like, I miss floor shows. I miss the vibe. Like,
yeah.
I love just connecting with people and just like giving them a hug, reaching out to them. I mean, that's our shout to like, hey, we love you guys. We're still with you. Dude, it was awesome, man. Good crowd today. I was drinking everyone's drinks in the crowd. They're handing me vodka and shit. I was like, yeah, dude.
Well, that's probably the best way to get free drinks at a festival, I guess.
I know.
Yeah,
like,
if you're in the band.
But if you're in the band, you normally get free drinks anyway.
Yeah,
but then also.
But also,
if you don't like what's on your right there, if you turn up and like, oh, fuck Rex.
What are they having?
I want some vodka.
But then we get to connect, and yeah, people give us joints. Like, we smoke joint up here. Like,
nice.
Last night, some dude handed me some MDMA. I'm like, yeah, I'm down. I'm like, let's go. Let's fucking roll with it, you know?
Yes!
I rip. I sesh, you know?
Yeah. Festival experience 101.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Nice. Are you hanging about all night now? Or are you?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Nice.
So we play Leeds tomorrow, so we just gotta party hard. We're gonna rip out at like 10 a.m. and just go to Leeds and, yeah, move on. We got a whole tour actually this week, so we're hitting all of the UK and just chilling. But this
Leeds.
Was
Leeds tomorrow, Manchester, Glasgow, Birmingham, London. It's like a nice
a little bit of everything.
Yeah, a little bit of everything all over the UK for the next week.
Nice.
So, yeah, it's going to be good.
Awesome.
Nice. Well, speaking of Alfie, how did you get involved?
Through like mutual friends, really. Like the guys, I mean, to be honest, like back in the We Are the Ocean days, like the Dangerous Summer, our bands have been going like a similar point, and we kind of cross paths like randomly.
In weird places.
Yeah. When We Are the Ocean recorded our first full-length album, Cutting Our Teeth, we actually recorded it in AJ's like
hometown.
Yeah, in Baltimore.
So like we were hanging out in Baltimore, and I actually got Jack really wasted. He couldn't stand. He couldn't even play his first show in America. He couldn't stand up. It was that bad. And that's all my fault, like cheap plastic bottle of vodka. I think I was just out of high school. I had just graduated high school. Like that was like I was like 18 years old.
Yeah, man, like. it was really random because we were just like, where's Jack? And then he was like wasted. And it was like, oh, he was with this guy called AJ. And then like had no idea. Later down the line, you put it all together, and it's like, oh, AJ's in that band, The Dangerous Summer. And obviously, Reach for the Sun.
Exactly.
Was such I loved that album so much, the band have continued to put out like great records. But that for me, I was growing up
and
listening to that album.
Like you met Matt individually on tour, right? Like you guys had met.
Yeah, we met in the UK one time whenever we were staying in London for a few days trying to write with Thomas Nicholas, with one of my other buddies I was playing with.
Yeah, like writing sessions. Like I came and hung out in like East London. Was it East?
Yeah, the dude
like,
from American Pie. Thomas Ian Nicholas.
Yeah, big love for Thomas Ian Nicholas.
Yeah.
Matt, done quite a few times in the past.
Cool. Fuck
so
yeah, man.
About that.
Good
so, yeah.
dude. Shout out to Thomas, man. Fucking dude.
Yeah.
And it was just his birthday. Happy birthday, Thomas.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
Happy birthday, Thomas.
Yeah. Boy.
Nice.
But it was the Moose Blood tour, the first.
Yeah, so yeah, we brought him on the Moose Blood tour. When we came back as a band, we took a little break for 4 years.
Yeah.
Came back to the Moose Blood tour. Alfie was ready to go, and honestly I hope he joins the band. We want him to, so we'll try to make it happen.
I'd love to, man.
Anything in our power to make him join our band. Visas are complicated. We're like trying to figure it out. We're like, hey,
yeah, they're very hard.
That's fair. Yeah, but obviously you mentioned the comeback. One thing I wanted to talk to you about is that it seems that in recent years it feels like this is the second coming of the Dangerous Summer in a lot of ways. You've put out two records in the last 12 months, touching on new songs and really passionate topics. For you all, does it just feel like a fresh start in many aspects?
I mean, it was kind of like we never finished our story. We like got abruptly halted by, you know, we had a very bad member of our band, you know, lots of drugs, like not the cool drugs that I do, but like, you know, like You know, like the bad kind, the down, oh, down, down.
The bad kind.
You know,
and the worst, of bad kind.
Not the judge,
the
good kind,
the best. Yeah, I love the best.
But he went down a dark path, and you know, it got so bad, and we had to end. I mean, like, yeah. I also had my daughter at the same time, and that was a big strength for me to be like, hey, I need to get out of this situation. It's very bad right now, and my daughter gave me the strength to do that. And then, honestly, he went to jail at one point, and we were like, yo, he's in jail. Like, let's take the socials back. But while he was in jail, we wrote a whole album, recorded our self-titled album. We came back, and we're just like, we're alive again. Like, it was kind of like we were overshadowed. We had this dark cloud in our lives that kind of just ruined the whole vibe and ruined everything that we felt about the band. And even when we quit, like, that first time, it was like, I was like, it's never going to happen again. All of us were like, no way. There's no way.
I would have never dreamed it, bro.
Never, never, never. Like, we said it a million times. And, dude, here we are, and we're so fucking pumped, man.
Yeah, I remember we got a couple show offers, and we were like, that would be so weird, though, if we just showed up and played a few shows, and we were just like, fuck it, do you want to do a record? Like,
yeah, we didn't want to do the money grab. People were like, here's a bunch of money. Will you just play these files? And we were like, no, like, we're going to release an album before we do anything. So we went to the studio, we got signed to Hopeless Records again, and we released an album, or, like, recorded an album, and then we started playing shows again, and we were like, you know, we never got to finish that story. Like, we should have kept going, and we should have wrote album after album, but we got disrupted by a horrible thing, and, you know, like, it took the time away to realize what we had and what we needed to do. So it's kind of like, it's beautiful that people are receiving us like this, like the breath of fresh air. Everyone's giving us some really good energy, and we're just, it's amazing, you know. We're lucky. We're so fucking lucky. Yeah. It doesn't happen. It doesn't even happen once for a lot of people, and here we have a second chance, and we're not taking it for granted. And that's why, like, we're just writing. We're like, we're more inspired than ever, you know. Like, we don't want to stop. There's like awesome. The passion is alive. Yeah. You know, so
that's awesome to see and hear. Yeah, that's brilliant.
Yeah, yeah. Because I was gonna say, having that time away. Obviously, you mentioned all those kind of negativities and kind of things you have to deal with. But on the other side of it, do you feel like having that kind of break, because you were a band who were non-stop touring for a long time, gave you that freedom to not only miss it but just evaluate it maybe in different ways?
Oh, exactly. And actually, me and Alfie, actually, like, 5 minutes before we went on, we had this, like, very deep conversation about this, and, like, about power and about, like, being an artist, and, like, you know, like, people give you so much when you're standing up there. You know, all these people, they're looking at you, and you're so high. You get so high off this feeling. Everyone's looking at you, and they're vibing off you. And then you go home, and you feel so low. It's like the manic, depressive type feeling. And it's like, to have this power, it's like, you know, you got to go back to reality sometimes. And, like, taking those 4 years, like, we took, like, 3 to 4 years off, and I got a 9-to-5. I worked, and, like, I took care of my family, and I lived at home. And, like, I loved it. I loved every second of it. And it's all part of the story of what needed to happen, you know? We all need that time at home to ground ourselves, you know? Like, we're so crazy, like we were talking about, to be an artist and to be a musician, we're fucking crazy, like, to be madmen, like, we want it all, like, we're just pushing for some kind of dream that one day this is some giant thing, you know, like, we're all madmen out here, and, like, we need someone to kind of anchor us down, or these things in our lives to kind of say, hey, calm down, like, take a step back, and, like, just look at what's going on right now, like, this isn't all this and this, like, just take a second and just, like, from an outside view, look at everything, and I think that's what it gave us completely.
It is important sometimes to have that reflection, you know, like, once you've, you know, being in a band yourself, like, back in the day, and you take a step away from it, it never goes away, like, that
I think it's best description I've heard is like a roller coaster, right? So when you're on it, you can be on it, and then you can get maybe a bit bored or a bit sick of it, and then, like, the moment you get off, you're like, oh, fuck, I shouldn't have got off that roller coaster.
I know.
I want to be back in a band.
You just nailed it.
I should have left the band. It was a stupid idea. Everybody else
would
left my band.
Yeah, dude, it's 100%. Yeah. Or it's like prison. It's like Shawshank Redemption.
It's like prison, roller coasters.
Like, we're all in prison here, and you can't live outside. You can try to live outside. Yeah, a little bit.
That's another one.
You're gonna commit a new crime and just go back in, you know?
The new record, the next record should be called Commit a Crime.
Commit a Crime. Yeah,
go back in. I gotta go back in.
Because it's torturous. Brilliant. Like, to be an artist, as you know, like, it's torturous. We kill ourselves as we bleed out. We're dying out there, but we're living the best life we ever dreamed of. We're like, it is like it's a chaotic greatness where you can't explain it, man. Yeah. The energy is just unreal.
You can't beat it.
Yeah.
It has its ups and downs. Life has its ups and downs. Like, but here we are.
And here we are touring. Yeah. It's like, you know, you make all these beautiful friends relationships and then you tear them all down and you start all over again. I mean, it's like, you're always moving. You can never, like, nail it down hard enough, you know?
It's true.
So, it's crazy, man.
Yeah.
Nice. We're like musical gypsies.
We're all really?
Always on the travel. Yeah.
Exactly. It's
like
a hard life,
like,
but
that.
Someone's got
to
do it.
It's got a good ring to it. I could like
I'll be trying to be like Brad Pitt from Snatch, you know what I'm saying? I love that shit.
Oh, it's brilliant.
But,
fantastic.
But you all mentioned that you took time during the hiatus to do different things. Can you all just talk about really what you all did individually during that time?
Sure. So specifically I denied music. I straight regressed from it all. I said, fuck this. I said, I'm never going to do it again.
Snap.
I said, I snapped hard. I was like, dude, fuck this. I was like, there's no way in hell that Dan Stone's getting back together. There's no way in hell I even want to write music again. I'm like, I'm going to go get a job because I'm about money now. Like, I'm going to go make some money for my family. And I found, like, I did find some new passions. Like, I moved out to LA. I, like, got into the film world. I started, like, working on cameras and stuff, cameras and lenses. So, like, I got a real 9-to-5 and I was taking care of my family out in Burbank, and I totally regressed from it. And then I think, like, when Cody went to jail, it was like, I don't mean to like compare it to, like, you know, people talk about abusers, but I mean, like, in a mentally abusive way, he's a very abusive person, a cloud that kind of hung over us, and someone that really, like, affects us negatively. And when he disappeared, it was like literally this weight just lifted off, and it was like, wow, I'm free again, you know, like, I can be who I am and I can be myself again. Everything just changed a little bit. So that was a really big moment for me, but that's what I got into.
Oh yeah. So, like, I remember I tried to play with Brian Zapp's band for a while. I did a couple tours and love that dude to death, but it just wasn't
Dream
the right
Catcher,
fit for me.
Shout out.
Yeah, but Dreamcatcher, they're amazing. Everyone should check them out. And I had another passion project I worked on for a while called The Threshold, and that's out on Spotify and Apple Music. You can check that out if you fuck with, like, Misery Signals or, like, Hope's Fall, vibes like that. Yes. And I was just working at Geek Squad. I worked there for 11 years, and they let me tour and shit, so I stuck around. And I remember it was, like, the day before I had an interview to, like, be the supervisor, and it kind of plugs into what Alfie was saying a minute ago. It's like, something inside me was just like, I can't fucking do this interview. Like, I don't want to fucking do, like, no way. Like, and then, so I told my boss, I was like, dude, I can't do this. Like, I'm just going to stay part-time, whatever. And then my homies at Mallory Knox called me, like, the next day or the day after, and said, do you want to come tech for Dave just for jokes? And I said, absolutely, because I never get to see those boys. And so I went, and then I was back out, and I'm watching him smash every night. I was like, fuck, like, I need to be up there.
Yeah, it's hard to watch. Yeah, it's hard to watch.
Like, I used to be in a band, and then, like I said, like, that went away. And then, the day my band ended, I was like, oh, well, that's all music. All bands must have finished the same day. Like, I don't give a shit anymore.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not listening to anybody else. That's
exactly,
it. It's done.
Yeah.
And then I went to see a band,
right,
and they were playing to, like, 40 people, and I was like, I need this.
Yes.
I want this band.
100%.
Like, I need to be up there. If I go up there now, I will make this a better gig. I don't know any of the words to these songs.
Yeah.
But I guess, and I think
I
can make this a better gig.
I gotta be up there.
Just the urge to want to do it again.
Right. Yeah.
So,
I reckon it was Christmas Eve when you called me, and I was driving home from a long shift at Geek Squad, and you were like, Cody's in jail, it's now's the time.
Yeah. And like, people don't realize, is like, I think we should make it clear, like, as you know, like, with music, it's like, people think we're living these glamorous lives and we're living the dream. Like, we're poor, we're artists, we're fucking struggling, we're working in the studio day and night, we come out on tour, it's miserable sometimes. Sometimes you just, like, just don't want to be there, you know, like, you know how it is. And it's like, sometimes you're on the top of the world, and it's like, people need to realize, like, it's hard. And it's complicated, you know? Like, 100%. You never know what to do, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So I was back in Nashville for a while, like, when the band ended before. I moved from L.A. out there, and then I was just, like, bartending and then started a solo project called Kill the Mountain, which I sang and played guitar in. It's kind of like a grunge kind of throwback
band. Yeah, Kill the Mountain.
Did, like, 3 singles and an EP called High Life, the High Life EP, which is on Spotify as well, like Ben stuff. And played with Thomas Nicholas Band a few UK tours, some like uni tours and stuff for like Freshers Week and all that. That was kind of trippy, you know, coming over and seeing that shit. Because
like,
I just never
raging like
oh
college
my God,
shit.
These kids are going
riff.
Fucking nuts.
21 years old, just like fucking.
Not even that; they're like 18 and just fucking wasted.
Yeah, you can drink here at 18. Yeah, you get a different crowd.
Yeah, and they're all spending mom and dad's money, you know, just fucking going nuts at the bar.
Yeah,
like dollar shots, pound shots and shit. And then, just besides doing Kill the Mountain stuff, just back home bartending and always worked in the food industry growing up. So, like, that's my one saving grace that I can do, like, between tours.
Yeah.
If I don't have a job or something, I can always go back and serve or bartend.
Yeah.
You know,
nice.
So, yeah, I love that shit. Nice. So.
Yeah, but speaking of the things with Thomas Nicholas, of course, as I mentioned, you came and visited me for other journalist things quite a lot. But both of you just seemed all the time so hyped to be in the UK and doing these kind of like a party kind of atmosphere shows and DJ sets and everything in between. So I'm sure that was just a different experience for you.
It was a lot different because every band I've ever been in has always been, you know, like hardcore about like originals, writing your own songs, doing all that stuff. And Tom is a great songwriter as well.
Yeah.
But that was the one time where he was kind of doing like a promo tour for American Pie stuff. So he's like, why not, you know, play some covers and then just like give the kids what they want, do this whole like frat party kind of thing.
Yeah.
And like a Red Cup party, as you guys call it, or whatever. Yeah.
Absolutely genius idea.
It was fucking awesome. Yeah. It was so fun. I mean, some of the shows were like 2,000-3,000 kids are like really packed, these big unis and shit. And they were always a blast. And then we do the DJ sets after. We would just fucking party with
the thing is, you guys were pumped because it was a big party every night.
Good
like,
fucking time.
I've heard the stories. Like, oh my God.
They were crazy. We did it, like, I think, 5 or 6 times in like 2 years.
Yeah.
So it was like really quick, like really fast. And then after that,
and he would do the Comic Con over here. So, you met, like what, Tara Reid the one time?
Shannon Elizabeth.
The twins or whatever? There's these two kids.
Some of the people from Game of Thrones. And
no, the people that hang out with Tara Reid. What are those? The famous guys over here.
Jedward.
Jedward.
Matt was hanging out with them, man.
Yeah, we all went out and got sushi one night. We stayed at Tara Reid. Right, so, my first tour back here, we stayed at Tara Reid's flat.
I don't know who that is.
Chelsea for 3 days. And we went out to eat to get sushi with Jedward and Tara Reid. It was fucking weirdest night of my life. It was so fucking weird. I'm not joking. This is all true.
Wait, why are they famous? Who is this?
They're on what's that show again? Big Brother, right?
Big Brother?
Yeah.
If you said to me, just name some people, I couldn't have come up with two more bizarre.
I know, right?
That's funny,
right?
Tara Reid.
Yeah.
Yum.
Yeah.
Jedward.
Yeah. It was so fucking weird. Well, they had just done that Big Brother UK show together at the time, and so she was still living over there, and we all went out to eat, and it was weird because like the Jedward fans were outside of Nobu in London.
Oh, Nobu.
It was Nobu. It was really sick. Yeah. So they sorry not to drop it. But, and they were all like waiting outside, and like they waited there for like 3 hours the entire time, like for them to come
Jedward,
it was fucking weird.
They went on.
They were on a couple of different reality shows.
Really, started like pop.
Like American Idol kind of shit, right?
Yeah.
And
they're strange cats, man. They're very weird dudes.
They couldn't sing at all.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, but they dress alike. They dress exactly like.
They dress exactly the same.
Yeah.
Blonde fringes.
Oh, like way up there.
That's funny, man. You were hanging out with them.
Yeah, I think I still have their phone number in my fucking phone. I don't know.
Text them right now. Call them right now.
No way. Is he on the phone?
I'm not fucking around.
If you have their put on speakerphone.
Oh my goodness.
Hey guys, so they're a pair of twins.
Hey guys,
John
is this
and Edward. John
is that
Edward.
What it is? Okay.
So cool.
Yeah, I do. It's right here. Yeah. It's right there.
Oh, wow.
You should call it really fast to see if they answer.
You want to call it?
Yeah.
They've got one number between them.
Loudspeaker.
You're not.
Are you
going to
call?
Oh my God.
Calling it right now. Yeah.
We're calling Jedward right now.
Yes, dude.
We've got signal.
Oh, I don't have signal. I have it here. I swear to God. He saw it.
We have seen it. And that would have been hilarious if they'd answered then.
Oh, imagine if we'd have had Jedward on you.
Without them realizing, yeah.
I'd never have known. We could have advertised it. Oh, that'd been a late. Oh, yeah. But yeah, they couldn't sing. But that's they got through because one of the judges
had sex with them.
Well, not my words.
Yeah,
right?
I didn't
say it. But Louis Walsh, the gay Irish fella,
and just fucked them. And both of them at the same
Irish
time.
Twins. I don't know. I haven't seen the video.
Fuck. Damn.
I don't think the video exists.
Can I just say allegedly a few times?
A lot of you told us to say
allegedly. For the record, I'll fuck anyone to succeed. So if anyone, if anyone wants to have sex for succession, I'm there. What a way to get to the top. I'm down, you know.
That's absolutely outstanding. But obviously, fast forwarding now to 2019, you've just recently released the new record. It seems that it's gone down completely insane, and it's a record that just seems to flow as a whole. Listen to every track in one thing rather than just single sounding differently and just mashing them together.
Yeah, I mean, dude, that experience, we spent 2 months. I was Sam Pura. Shout out Sam Pura. He did, the new Stories of Far also. So many good records. State Champs back in the day.
The 100th, Basement.
He, dude, he's just, he believes like we believe. We felt like he had passion like us, and, we got down to business, man. And, it was no fucking around, man. It was, when you have people in a room that really care about making music that are, no, this is, the reason we exist. We're trying to change the world here. We're all on the same page and we're ripping hard, taking a lot of LSD and whatnot, you know,
no
ripping
sleep,
hard.
Dude, just
no sleep, Adderall,
dude.
We were going hard, and it was amazing, man. And the fact that people are just so responsive to it, man, right now, we're on a high right now. We're just who knew that, again, we're breathing a new fresh air, and who knew that we could even do that? People aren't allowed to do that, and thank the world for having us, you know. So
fuck you.
Those videos from the session look such fun, man. Sam's studio looks amazing.
And speaking of the transitions, we went hard. Sam Pierre, the first way we did it is we lined up the whole album on one Pro Tools track. We recorded, it was one session, and we did song after song. He would just map it out that way. And so we put the songs together while we were recording it. We were this one goes into this one. And we focused so hard about how we should do it, and Matt was fucking around with transitions in the middle of the night, chopping stuff up.
There's little bits before takes of you guys speaking.
Speaking and your guys' friends. Exactly.
And a lot of those are from the original demos as well. And we're let's just fucking put it in there,
We want to make it feel real and organic, the way we feel music. We just want people to experience how we experience it. When we're in the studio and we hit it and we're this is a song, we're all laughing and having a good time. We're this is fucking sick. We're having the best fucking time. And we tried to put that on the album, at the end of Way Down. We're all laughing. And that was really, I screamed the last end and it was over. We're that's the end. We fucking did it. Sick, you know.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
because the amount of bands we get who we speak to are just I hate being in the studio. I hate being in a band. Yeah. I hate my life.
They need to take a break. They need to go home and live in the real world for
give
a little bit.
Give me those fans.
Come back and appreciate it. You know, go home and come back later. You know, seriously, it takes that time away to be what we're doing is something so special and so unique. And to be alive right now during this time of music, we're living the fucking dream. You know, I couldn't ask for anything more. So
beautiful.
That's again. Absolutely beautiful. Well, one thing about the album I wanted to mention is that opening track, because it is that kind of a voice message that gets quite emotional and perfectly sets up the rest of the record, because then you have the opening riff and the next track just fade into it. Can you tell us the story behind that? What was it all about?
One of my best friends from LA, I moved out of LA, I went through a divorce, I moved from LA, I went back to my hometown, and in the middle of the night, one of my best friends, she just leaves a voice message at 2 or 3 a.m. I'm dead asleep. I wake up in the morning and just it's emotional, man. Yeah. Like to hear those words come out of her mouth, I was like, you're an artist. Like the shit you said to me, like to be able to take your heart from the inside and you put it all out there. I was like, this needs to be in music. So like, I immediately threw it on one of our demos that we had been working on, and I was like, this needs to happen. Mm. Like I don't know where. I was like, and just the feeling that comes from like, especially a voicemail from someone who's reaching out to me,
yeah.
And I obviously didn't answer, and it creates kind of a loneliness, and it kind of creates a feeling that I think everyone's familiar with, where it's like, hey, I'm just checking in with you, like, are you okay, like I miss you, like I love you, like everyone needs those friends, and everyone looks to those moments where their friends reach out to them. I think it's very important. So
it
was amazing, like just Kira Shepherd, shout out to her, she's an amazing person. Her dad was the tour manager of the Beach Boys, funny story.
Nice. Wow.
She always whips out memorabilia, she goes to a bunch of backstage passes from the Beach Boys and shit, really fucking. And actually, so her brother tour manages Halsey, and her other brother tournament is Fever 333.
What?
Nice. So yeah,
it's a touring family.
They came from it. They love it, and the beautiful family. I love them all. I know. Yeah, dude.
They're all in charge all the time. Yeah. Like, what's family get-togethers?
I know.
Like, we're gonna load in at night. Yeah. Right? We start the barbecue up at 10.
What's the story about that? So Kira invited me to Halsey's Halloween party. I went to LA Halsey's Halloween party. She said, "Let me introduce you to Halsey." So I meet Halsey, and she comes up to me. She says, "Listen, I've listened to your band since I was like a teenager." She said,
wow.
"She said I know what? Like every word to every song you've ever written." She was like, "At one point in my life, you were my favorite fucking band." And
wow.
I was like, "Dude, this is like fucking crazy." Jeezy's standing right behind her. And I'm just like, "This is security guard," and I'm just like, "Wow!" Like that moment, I was like, and all those moments like that, like kind of led also to the fire behind like us getting back together, like seeing the world react. Even all these years, like, as you know, like when you put these songs out in the world, like it's not about now. Like even with this album, this isn't about now. We're not seeing what this is doing yet. Like in 5 years, this is when it's really gonna like start hitting, where it's like, damn, like we changed something. Like maybe it's something big, maybe it's something little, but like the fact that you changed the world in that tiny little way, like it comes with time. Like, and I think that's what like a lot of young bands don't realize, is like they're doing it and they're like waiting for like this big success. And I was like that too. I was like, when are we gonna hit it? When are we gonna fucking, I wanna be on TV, I wanna be on the radio. And it's like, no, patience, you know, like just wait there and be in your lane and just fucking do what you do. Get your heart out there. And this is like, I've been able to do it for 12 fucking years. Here I am 12 years later, having the best time, drinking so hard at a festival that I love with my best friends. This is great, you know, like I love it.
That's it.
Awesome.
It's a good time.
Yeah, absolutely awesome. Yeah,
oh, fantastic. What a lovely moment.
It is, yeah. Nice.
Of course, you're going to be extremely busy now for the rest of the year, just continuing to promote this record, touring all over the place. But what else is in the pipeline for the Dangerous Summer? Is there any little surprises, secrets, or anything?
Actually, I'll just say, like, we haven't told anyone, but we're going to do a world tour of Reach for the Sun, our first album.
Oh, wow, nice.
We're going to do a 10-year tour. We're going to play the whole album. So we're going to do Australia, America. We're going to come back to the UK. We're going to just do everywhere. So
that's awesome.
And then we're going to do, like, so basically we're going to play the whole album of Reach for the Sun, then we're going to play most of our new album too. Like we're going to do a special show for everybody. So just kind of mixing the old with the new, you know, like
fantastic.
Bringing everyone together again. So,
nice. Cool.
Yeah. So is that going to be for 2020?
Yeah, for 2020. Yeah. Fuck yeah. Okay. No, actually, end of 2019. Yeah.
End of this year and early next year.
Yeah, so yeah, I think the American tour is like October, November, December, Australia. I think we're, UK might bleed into 2020. I was talking to Chris, but it is unofficial, but hey, we got a few games.
Cheers, thank you. Thank you very much.
But also this week we're here in the UK, so if anyone wants to come out, we're playing London and Birmingham, Manchester, a little bit of everything. So
let's go.
We have had a lot of people on our social say they go into a lot of the shows anyway.
Oh, sick. That's awesome. Fuck yeah, man. Dude, hell yeah.
Cool.
Absolutely. Sweet. Yeah, fantastic.
Well, thank you very much for doing this.
Yeah, it's
thank
been,
you.
Thank you for talking to me about Bob Lazar earlier.
You guys should go back into
this.
Inside podcast.
So just to paint the picture before we started recording.
Yeah.
Everyone apart from me started having a conversation.
Yeah.
About UFOs.
About UFOs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know what
we
was going on.
We all want to believe.
Yeah. Yeah.
I know.
Well, yeah.
Hey, Tom DeLonge. Shout out Tom DeLonge.
Yeah.
Yeah. He knows what's up.
The aliens.
Dude, he's the fact that he's going out there and fucking putting his money into
it's
real
crazy.
Shit. People
there,
give him so much shit, and it's like
there.
You see this with everything in the world. People will give you shit until everything's right, and then yeah. they'll be like, "Oh, I believed him all along." Like,
yeah.
trust me, Tom Long's gonna have that fucking moment at the end of all this, and dude, it's all gonna come out, man.
Yeah.
I do believe that.
Yeah, 100%,
dude.
Yeah.
It's there, man.
In the next 5 years, it's gonna be like a proper Blink reunion with an alien on stage as well. And he's like, "I told you."
Yes.
You call me crazy. You did a Bob Lazar. You called me crazy
amazing.
For years. Look at this little alien. Get Lil Wayne off the tour.
It's
We've got real
happen.
Aliens. We don't need Lil Wayne.
It's gonna fucking happen.
Mental, but cool. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thanks
thank you.
Thank you.
Cheers.
Thank you.
It's
awesome.
You're listening to
Sammy
Podcast.
Lovely stuff. Absolutely tidy. Rocking Bob with a 12-inch knob. That was good.
Yes, Dangerous Summer. I don't know where you're going on that.
I
but
didn't.
I really, really enjoyed having them on the podcast. Thanks again for all four of them for taking time out of their schedule at 2000 Trees for a chat with us. It was a great laugh.
It was genuinely one of the most fun chats we've had for a while. And when they finished it, after we stopped recording, I heard them say that that was the best, one of the best things they've ever done.
Yeah, they probably thought they whispered it, but it was very
loud. That's true, yeah.
And to be fair, I think we had one of the most unpredictable moments on the podcast yet when Matt tried to phone Jedward.
Imagine if I'd have answered.
I was so hoping they'd answered.
Bro, I'd have fucking paid Jedward a new one. I'd have gone, "Boys, you know all that early money you made? Do you owe me? Because that was my haircut that you had and took and made of 7 inches higher, you shits." Imagine if we'd had Jedward via the Dangerous Summer
podcast.
He was
doing that. He was literally pressing call. It's just there was no signal at the festival.
Yeah.
So sadly, it couldn't connect the island.
So next week's episode, we don't normally like to tell you the guest prior to it, but it is Jedward. So, no, it's not. I wish it was.
I thought you'd...
One day we'll get Jedward on, yeah? And I cannot wait for that day.
Yeah. If Jedward are listening... Then, actually,
you know we do the joke every week. You know,
what joke.
Come on, no, look. Drop the guard for this one thing. Look, you know we do the joke every week that whoever we mention, we know they listen every week.
But wait,
only John does. Edward doesn't. I know. John does. John, big fan of John from John and Edward. Edward could die in a fire.
Why doesn't Edward like us?
I don't know.
It's a Louis Walsh thing, isn't it?
Probably. Walshy's all over it, didn't he? Anyway, yeah. Thank you again to Dangerous Summer. Thank you very much to Hopeless Records.
Yes, the new album, Mother Nature, is out right now. Go and pick it up or listen to it, whatever way you can. I think it's a great record.
Yes.
But listen to it in full, because as we talked about on that interview, that first track when they put in... that answering machine message they had from someone, it's just beautifully sets up the rest of the record.
Yes,
so
it does. Yeah, well done, boys. Great record. You should be very, very proud. I hope you listen to this. If you do listen to this, send me a message saying I listened to this. That's how imaginative
we're
I am today.
We're going mad on this one.
Yeah. It's because of Dangerous Summer. I think I've got a...
It's a Dangerous Summer
high.
Effect.
I think I've got a contact high from listening back to an interview we did 2 months ago.
But yeah, no, absolute pleasure to speak to him. And great to have Alfie on as well. And hopefully we can get Alfie to talk all about We Are the Ocean in the future.
Yes.
That would be a very good chat. If you'd like that, annoy him on all the social media platforms.
Yes, and Liam. Any of them. So what else is it? What have I got coming up this month?
Yes, you busy? I'm sure you've been...
Well, tonight, Friday, this comes out Friday the 27th of September,
yes,
right?
Yes, that is the correct date right now.
Yeah, tonight I am in Night People in Manchester, disc jockeying.
Ooh!
Yeah, a Deadbolt event. So, yeah, if you're about 27th of September tonight. Manchester Night People, Sean Smith is DJing. Sean Smith speaking in the third person.
Nice.
And also then October the 11th, my band Raiders are supporting Fantastic Boys with a new album out. Check it out, called The Curse, by a band called Idiom. We're supporting Idiom at Exeter Cavern October the 11th. October the 12th, we play Turbulence Festival in Plymouth. That's with Raptors, Idiom, Hacktivist are playing, and loads more. And then, what else do we have? Oh, 28th and 29th of October, we are supporting Funeral for a Friend for a great cause. My friend Stuart Brothers, who sadly passed away due to cancer. We're having a big whip round for his family. So if you could check out Funeral for a Friend online and find the Just Giving links for Stuart Brothers, that would be fantastic. Both of those shows are sold out. 28th is in Cardiff, 29th is in London. Yeah, please check out Wasting Away by Raiders, which is out now. You have to search Raiders UK, sadly, on streaming.
Awful.
Streaming services, because some bastard nicked it literally like 9 days before you got a song up.
I reckon they knew, and they were just doing it to annoy you and Bob further.
It was me all along, Austin. Oh, Vince McMahon did it. Some bastard did it anyway. Yeah, I think that's all my shit, really.
Oh, nice. Well, those funeral shows are going to be very emotional, but I'm looking forward to attending and watching.
I am super excited to see Funeral for a Friend again.
Yes.
But I'm also super nervous that I'm not going to be able to speak between songs because I'm going to be crying constantly. So that's going to be tough. But also, I am going to go mad when playing songs. So there's a good chance I'm going to be bleeding and hanging off stuff. And so, yeah. Watch out for blood.
Woo!
Didn't Rick play with you?
Yeah, that was the only response I had for that.
Good.
Yeah, moving on.
Didn't know what to say. It's got a bit awkward and a bit dark. Yeah, moving on. Cool.
Moving on. We should say a very special thank you to our Patreons who really help support and make this podcast happen. And we want to give a big shout out to the elite members of our Sapnin podcast community. And they are as follows.
Right. Well, normally I would just start listing them off, wouldn't I? But we have to explain. What? Some of these bastards seem to have gone behind our backs and changed their names, right? Yeah. So if you think I'm reading this out wrong, you are bang wrong, right? So thank you very much to the wonderful Dana Lasnova, John Price, Emma Barber, Morgan Hugh Richards, Liam Connolly, Nathan Croshaw, Morgan Hugh Richards, The Patreon Made Me Change the Name of My Pledge, A Song by Fallout Boy, Morgan Hugh Richards, Drew Styles, Sam Ledgewood, Nessa Smith, Mitch Perry, Martina McManus, Morgan Hugh Richards, Morgan Hugh Richards, Lucy Diaz, John and Emma, Hugh Stockwell, Marcy Jacobson, Sean Smith, he spelled both those names wrong, Jordan Burchard, Sharif Awadali, Mike Cunningham, Michael Engler, Fake Morgan Hugh Richards, Kelly Emma Gannon, Lydia Henderson, Morgan Hugh Richards, Morgan Hugh Richards, Jamie Bloor, Morgan Hugh Richards, Tony Michael, Jenny Robinson, Morgan Hugh Richards, Morgan Hugh Richards, Stuart McNaught, Morgan Richards, Morgan Hugh Richards, sorry. I'll say that one again because I got it wrong. Morgan Hugh Richards. And last but not least, Amandine Urbano. Thank you very, very much for being Patreons. I'm not saying any of their real names because they changed them. So that's on them.
My take is first, thank you very much. We do appreciate your support.
Yes, we do.
Secondly, what I the don't hell know. I don't know, but is this about?
I enjoyed saying your name lots. Yeah. There they are. Like, all of them.
Should I be honoured or worried?
It depends if they've made fake ID.
Oh,
and
don't give them ideas. Oh, if they're doing this already, I don't want like identity theft.
It's coming on, isn't it?
Oh.
Yeah, so thank you very much to the Patreons. If you'd like to support us, check out patreon.com/sapnin. And you could change your name and make me repeat the words Morgan Hugh Richards over and over forever. So, yeah, check out patreon.com/sapnin.
Or if you have, you can make up another weird funny name. Or if you have a weird funny name, it's a perfect...
Oh, please, if you've got a weird funny name.
Yeah.
Who's like, oh, I got a weird funny name, I'll sign up right now. But if you have, do it.
Yeah, do it,
like,
yeah.
I'm well up for me mispronouncing names every week with a stupid accent. So, yes. Thank you very much to those people. Especially, I'll pick one at random. Ooh.
Ooh, he literally is.
Morgan Hugh Richards.
Oh, what's the chances?
My favourite one. Yeah, if I had to say, looking at all these bits, always my favourite one is probably Morgan Hugh Richards.
Oh, thanks,
so
Sean.
There you go.
Thanks, I appreciate that.
No, it wasn't on about you. It was on about this Morgan and Richards.
Oh, right. There's so many of us now.
Yeah.
It's an epidemic, really. Anyway, Sapnin, yeah. No, patreon.com/Sapnin.
Yes.
To get involved with this madness.
Yes. And again, if you've got any guest ideas or show ideas or content that you want us to speak about, get in touch with us at Twitter and Instagram at SapninPod, SAPPENINPOD, or sapninpodcast@gmail.com. That is it, isn't it?
And if you've somehow gotten this far, congratulations. And
the word of the week.
Yes,
the word
of the week. That's what I was trying to get out. We need the word of the week, because last week we missed out and people were very angry that there wasn't a word of the week for them to tag on Twitter and Instagram at Sapnin Pod.
Oh, nice. Right. This week's all one word, Morgan Hugh Richards. Right? I couldn't think of a word, and I've just said it a trillion times, so I may as well say it again. Thank you very much if you've listened to this.
Do you want to hashtag it?
I don't care. Yeah, if you want, yeah. Morgan would like you to hashtag it. So if you could hashtag Morgan Hugh Richards, and we'll see how many... Imagine a trend. It's not going to trend. Imagine a trend.
My name's...
What's he done? Oh, imagine being your family. Oh, no. He's either dead or in jail.
Or both. No, it can't be both, can you?
Well, Jeffrey Epstein. Well, he's not dead. Anyway, moving on. Thank you very much if you've got this far. Word of the week is Morgan Hugh Richards, all one word. See you next week. Please never die. Keep your tongue out. Don't be sick. Love you very much. Sapnin!
I'm the real Morgan Hugh Richards, and I approve this message.
Tit. Sapnin!
Sapnin!
You're listening to Sapnin Podcast with Sean Smith and Morgan Richards. Thank you very much for downloading this podcast or streaming it, or I don't know what else you do with podcasts. Thank you very much.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.